This is a story about people in small towns who are determined to make good things happen. They have to overcome challenges, but they find a way to bring people together to accomplish something special. That's what happened here, and you can experience it as well. It's today's feature on The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of grain to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Along Commercial Street in the small town of Forest City, Missouri, you'll find a building that served as a drugstore for about 150 years. But as time passed, the store went out of business, and resident Peggy Ann Edwards entered the story.
Well, I got a telephone call one day and wanted to know if my husband and I wanted to buy it. Well, no, we didn't. We were both occupied in other occupations, so we didn't. But I took the idea of a drugstore and a museum to our city council.
Peggy Ann was mayor at the time, but the council rejected her idea. She was determined to save the historic building and do something with it, though.
So then I took it to an organization that I had organized down here to make Forest City a little better, and it was called Riverbend. And Riverbend liked the idea, and they were able to buy it.
Anyone in town can belong to the Riverbend group. They just work on projects to help their small town of about 250 people. But purchasing the old drugstore, that dated to 1830 or earlier, was quite a task.
Another lady and I came in every Thursday morning to clean, and it took us all winter. We just cleaned it up and got it all ready to go.
One of the gems of the place is the original soda fountain that has quite a history.
We don't know exactly how old it is, but we do think the counter and the stool and the cabinets are all original, somewhere back in that 1800s.
Every Sunday during the summer, the store is open, serving a list of items that brings in locals and folks from states away.
We do sodas, sundaes, malts. Lots of times we have cookies.
The group has a new history exhibit on display each month as well. It's a place that preserves the past, helps people enjoy the present, and is an example of what small towns and local citizens can do to make a location more than just a place to live. It makes it home. Driving in the countryside in Forest City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.